Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Is tyd vir 'n misdaadverslag. Captain, we're talking about motor vehicle breakings, no?
Yes, motor vehicle crimes.
Okay, well, let's do it again. Motor vehicle crimes.
Yes, motor vehicle crimes. I mean, that includes break-ins, it includes stealing motor vehicles and whatever happens surrounding a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are quite a few stations in the Pretoria area that happen to be within what we call the top 30 stations in the country with regards to vehicle-related crimes. Obviously, there's a large influx of vehicles into certain suburbs and areas. There's a lot of corporate office parks and things like that that will make it accessible for criminals to be able to get into shopping centers and things like that. So let's start with theft out of motor vehicles.
Yes.
And I mean, obviously, we always talk about boot it or lose it.
Yes.
And then on the other hand of the boot it and lose it, the criminals have also become a little bit wiser to us as a community. And they know that we're storing a lot of our stuff in the boot.
Mm.
So obviously, we've had situations and we've seen it where people have stopped at a shopping center or at the gym and then they get out with their laptop and take the laptop and they put it into the boot whilst they are there.
Yes.
So try and do all that stuff beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, try not to leave your valuables in your vehicle, whether it's in the boot or wherever. Try as best as possible not leave any valuables in the vehicle. That way, if your vehicle is broken into, unfortunately, it's an irritating factor. You're going to have damage to your vehicle, but at least you're not going to lose any items. So often we get a lot of cell phones that are taken when people go into shopping centers. And it's a little bit of a mystery because a cell phone is it's a personal item. You hardly see anybody walking around without their cell phone. Eh?
Yes, true.
So we also suspect there's a bit of a fraud issue going on there.
Okay.
A lot of our cases that are relating to theft out of motor vehicles, there's a lot of fraud that is attached to that, where there's fraudulent claims that are placed against the insurance companies. It can be that the claims are inflated. The vehicle was actually broken into, but now they've inflated what was inside the vehicle.
Mm.
And unfortunately, then there's the other side of it whereby the vehicle was actually never broken into in the first place, and someone is just trying to claim from insurance. You know, we know times are tough and money is needed, but at the end of the day, the insurance investigators, together with the South African Police Service detectives, we will make sure that if we find out you have submitted a fraudulent claim, we will make sure that you are charged and you do appear before a court of law to face that. And then, obviously, moving on to vehicle-related crimes, theft of motor vehicle. There's especially with the SUVs and the buckies.
Yeah.
There's a large market for those vehicles, specifically with the Toyotas and the Fords. There's a lot of those vehicles are being taken. There's a bit of a swing in the what we call the modus operandi, the way that these guys are operating, and it's moved a lot towards Saturdays and Sundays, where people are at sporting events or where they're either having bras at home with their families and things like that. Vehicles are parked on the side of the road and things, and these guys are coming there, so it's usually towards the later afternoon. And then also early hours of the morning.
Yeah.
There are a few teams that are actually coming into houses and complexes, lifting the gate motors and getting access there and actually taking the vehicles from there.
Yeah, and people don't report these crimes.
Well, yeah, especially the attempts, they don't report that.
Yeah.
When your vehicle is stolen, they do report it because of the insurance. But with the attempt and things like that, not so much. And it's extremely important because we need to be able to follow up on these cases.
Yeah.
And as much information as possible is needed. If you've got cameras at your house, you know, you need to make sure that footage is made available to us.
Yes.
Also, what is very important, specifically like with the theft of motor vehicles and even the theft out of motor vehicles, where you've got footage and where you see it's a green Kia Picanto.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to mention that in your statement.
Okay,
and it's very important because if you don't mention that in your statement, you as the complainant, when we eventually arrest that suspect 2 days later and we link it back to your case and there's no mention of the green Kia Picanto with the registration XYZ, we're not able to link it.
Yes, of course.
So it's extremely important that all that information that you're giving to the police, it needs to be listed in your statement as well.
Because people think it's too much trouble. They just broke my window. I'm just going to leave it. Next time they come back, they break into another place, and then they've got weapons, and it's getting worse and worse.
Correct. And you mentioned weapons. Please, listeners, do not leave your firearms in the vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a criminal offense, and we find it very often that vehicles are stolen or vehicles are broken into, and then the owner is reporting that, oh, my firearm was also in the car.
Yeah.
And once again, we will have a zero tolerance level with regards to that.
Okay. Thanks, Captain.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Petra.
Thank you.